Welcome back. You're still listening to Echo Box Radio, hosting live from the Oyster Festival. I am here with a special guest, one of the earlier performance from today. I'm here with Michelle.
Hey. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Did you enjoy your own performance?
Yeah, it was so nice. I thought I was singing to 10 people because in the beginning, there wasn't really anyone there. And then within like the first or second song, the room just filled and it was just so nice.
Do you do more like festival opening slots? Have you done more of them?
Yeah, I did. I actually did one in the Netherlands for Into the Great Wide
Open. Oh, yeah, I saw. There's also footage from... You did a small acoustic session as well there, or not?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is your second time performing. How do you like it here?
Yeah, I love it. I love being in the Netherlands and, Amsterdam. It's so nice.
You were talking about your obsession for strobe waffles already.
Every time, I literally have like 10. I've had 4 today, so 6 more to go before I leave and go back to London.
You'll take a couple with you, or...?
Definitely.
Okay.
A perfect. Whole packet. I'll say I'm bringing it home for my family, but it will
just
be for me.
You. Yeah. Cool. I can give you a steady supply if you like need anything.
Oh, thank you.
That's gonna be fine. Let's talk about music. I was wondering, you started as busking, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were busking. And for the people that don't know what busking is, by the way, it's singing on the street, right?
Yep.
For the nation specifically, or just like in general, singing just for random people that walk past?
Yeah, just for... I used to sing in the underground.
Oh.
So in the tube station in London.
Okay.
I did actually do it in Paris once.
Oh, really?
Outside Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't make much money, but it's fine.
But I read somewhere that you've had a special love for doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
Why? What was the attraction of it?
I don't know. I think it's a nice balance between a performance but also practice.
Uh-huh.
Because no one's expecting you to be... Like, no one's walking past expecting a performance, so... In my mind, I'm just doing my own thing, and then if someone stops...
Yeah.
It becomes a performance, so it kind of dips in and out of being a bit of practice and then the performance when someone stops.
Yeah.
And then the money's obviously a bonus.
So it's just like being a nice surprise for the people that just walk past and it's like, hey, here's a singer, I'm performing my own songs.
Yeah, hope you like it.
Were you doing covers or originals?
So I used to do a lot of originals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just thought if people like my originals... on the street, then when I actually release, hopefully people will like it. I don't know.
I can imagine. Normally you see like when people are busking on the street, it's more of like doing covers of famous songs and whatsoever. But okay, that's cool. Because were you writing since young, or when did you start writing songs yourself?
Yeah, I did start. I started writing just for fun, like really young. But then... to perform the songs, I kind of started writing again. Actually, no, I've always just, you know, you just write for fun,
yeah.
And you have your own song. And when you're young, it sounds like other songs. And then when you get older, you realize you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that, yeah. But you just let your imagination run wild since you were
young.
Yeah,
you realize, maybe I should be a bit more original.
Okay, and when was the first time when you were actually recording and releasing your original songs and not only performing them on the street?
I think around when I was like 17.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of open mics.
Uh-huh.
And then I started singing on the street after that.
Yeah.
Because I realized on the street you can literally meet anyone, whereas at open mics people have to attend.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get my music out there and have people hear me, and then hopefully, I don't know, someone would see me and want to work with me. And it took many years, but eventually, I met my manager through busking.
Oh, sick!
And my whole journey in recording music came from him seeing me.
But it wasn't even the open mics that...
Yeah, it was the busking.
It was the busking. Oh, that's so cool.
It was the busking. It was. What,
he just walked past?
Yeah, I didn't meet him when he walked past. He just emailed me and was like, I saw you singing in London Bridge in the underground, but I was rushing to a meeting, but you were really good. Can we meet up?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a cool story. I read another cool story about you busking, by the way. You've met one of your best friends through busking, or not?
Yeah. Yeah, one of my really good friends. Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. She like jumped off the train.
Yeah,
she was going somewhere else and she heard me from the train and she came off the train.
Wow.
And then was there for like half an hour. I have another friend as well, same thing. She was there for like an hour and I met her that day and we went out and I had a gig. So she came from busking to my gig.
Really?
And she's from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we're still friends to this day. Wow. Even though she's back in Philadelphia, I've gone to visit her, we still talk, and yeah, it's nice.
Okay, that's so sick that these nice spontaneous things come together just from, oh yeah, why not? That these things just come together from you performing and singing for people at these random spots, and that you like, you know, bond through music and make some friendships through that.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So, you were writing as a kid, but I was wondering, like, when you were still at home, what did your parents listen to you, and did they influence you in any type of way?
So, I kind of grew up listening to a lot of reggae. My mom loves reggae. She'll play it all over and over.
Yeah.
And then, I love the sound of
it was so perfect on my own as well. Yeah, it's definitely ASMR.
It's great. Opening the Red Bull. My mom listened to a lot of reggae, and just being from Hackney in London, mm-hmm. there's just a lot of different types of people.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of different types of friends growing up. So just like listening to what they listened to at home as well. Like we would share, and then we'd also bond over Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
You know, I can imagine.
Everyone wants
to sing like Mariah Carey.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
I'm still trying to hit her highest note. I haven't achieved it yet.
I can wait for the day to happen, you know, in a song that I hear you're like.
I don't know if I'll get
there. The falsetto. Yeah. Okay, sick. So what were your friends listening to? Because you say you were inspiring each other. You said Mariah Carey, you said reggae. Was that it? Like, were there other influences as well?
Being in my friendship group, we would listen to a lot of Destiny's Child. Also, my sisters as well.
Oh.
We'd listen to Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Because there's three of us. Uh-huh. And then at the time, well, there wasn't three in the beginning, but then there ended up being three of them. And then lots of like African music.
Yeah.
Have a lot of African friends all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then my best friend's Mauritian. So I listened to a lot of Sega, which is music from that island, mm-hmm. which is nice. So just a lot of things, really. But I like anything that you just, I don't know, with music, you just feel it.
Yeah, definitely.
And you just know this is a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, obviously there are also some influences that you can hear through your music as well. What did you draw most inspiration from, would you say?
I'd say like, you know, the, I don't know, music on the radio I really liked.
Oh.
And hearing the R&B soul tracks that had reached the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with the radio growing up. I used to put my tape, you know, where you have to put the tape.
Yeah.
And I'll be waiting for my song to come on, I'll record it. And then I'd have like a tape of all my favorite songs.
Oh, really?
That was like a hit. I used to do that a lot with Amy Winehouse as well. I used to always try and record an Amy Winehouse song.
Obviously.
Yeah. Always.
You were talking about like all those influences from people around you. And this festival is also like teamed with the progressive scene that is from the UK. If it's like R&B, if it's hip hop, if it's like soul or electronic music even. How do you experience the scene in UK? Do you experience it as progressive as well, as free or like?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's so many different types of sub-genres.
Yeah, yeah.
And just genres in general. Like, even, I find it hard to even explain what certain artists are, even myself included, I don't know what, because I just like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Would you place yourself in the genre?
I find it hard.
Yeah.
Maybe people could, but for me, I find it hard because I do feel like there's different elements in. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine. Another thing that I noticed is like when I was looking through your discography is you only have one featuring. Is that correct? With Annie, who's also performing today. Is that a choice that you made like consciously, or is that something that just happens, or do you want to collab more?
I don't mind collabing more. I don't know. I think because a lot of my music as well that is out, I wrote... So my first project, I literally wrote at home by myself, and then it was produced after.
Yeah.
So the songs weren't a collaboration. Same with my second project as well. I think majority of the songs were written by myself. So I think as I start to work with more people making new music, then there'll probably be more collaborations to come. But yeah, I'm really happy with the one that I do have.
Okay.
I feel like I had that song for a long time, and I just love her verse on it. It feels like not a new song, but it just made me enjoy the song again. Uh-huh. Because when you have a song for a long time, you're like, oh, I'm a bit over this song now. I've had it for so long. Where she made me excited about it again.
Did you perform it together already?
No, we didn't. I don't know if we are.
You know she's here performing, right? Like, have you talked to her about this?
I'm so sorry. I feel like we've disappointed everyone in Amsterdam. No.
Okay, wait. Okay, let me make this clear, because the first thing that I did today was talking to Mux, which is the promoter of this festival today, and I asked her is there something you want to hear or something that you're looking forward? And she's like, yeah. And Michelle and Annie, they have a song together and they're both at the lineup, so maybe. And we played the song and I was like, yeah, well, maybe somewhere today, but I have no idea. No, it's...
I'm so sorry.
I do not want to make you feel bad at all. I was just discussing this earlier today, so I was
That's so nice that the promoter said that. Oh.
Okay, but...
I have to do it again.
Okay.
Invite me back.
Okay, you're hearing this, Mux. Invite them back so they can perform it together for you.
Please.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Maybe if you spontaneously just pop up, maybe you will.
Maybe we'll do it on the street. We'll
busking. Oh, shit. Of course. Yeah, okay, cool. I'll keep you to it. How long are you here for?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, it's my mum's birthday tomorrow.
Sorry?
It's my mum's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually surprising her. She thinks I'm out here for a week.
Really?
I don't know. I just felt like telling her I wasn't going to be there. So I'll just, turn up tomorrow. She'll be like, oh, you're back.
That's so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got to give your mum some love, you know? Okay, that's great. I was also wondering, we're at half of the festival. What are you looking forward to? Are you going to see some other people, other concerts, performances?
Yeah, definitely going to stick around, see Annie,
we are excited
course.
For. Yeah.
I saw Jazz Karis, which was really nice, and Emma V, who I met actually last week at another show.
Really?
Yeah, so it was nice seeing...
Oh, what a coincidence. She's coming by after, by the way, to talk
nice.
With her.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone really. Mm-hmm. Unknown T.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Unknown T. Lineup's nice. I'm honored to be a part of it, honestly.
No, we're happy. We're happy you're here. I've really enjoyed your performance. I see somebody pulling up for you. And I think also it's a bit time to wrap it up.
Okay.
The next artist who's going to join me is also coming in a second. But I really want to thank you for being here, for taking the time to talk with me for a second.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was nice.
Yeah. And we really enjoy your performance as well. I hope to see you back soon.
Oh, thank you.
All right. For the listeners, stick around. Emma V is going to join in a bit. But for now, we're going to play some tunes to fill in that gap.
make you feel like more of a man, making me feel like I am nothing. Does it make you feel like you have the upper hand when I do? 'Cause I was so.